Chapter 4 The Ants and the Grasshopper. The ants and the grasshopper lived in the same big field. The ants always worked hard and tried to prepare and harvest enough food for winter. Their happy neighbor, the grasshopper, couldn't understand them. He just ignored them and kept singing. When the first frost came, it ended the work of the ants and the party of the grasshopper. One winter day, the ants were busy spreading their grain in the sun to dry. The grasshopper was nearly dying with hunger, so he went to the ants to ask for some food.
"Good day to you, kind neighbor," said the grasshopper. "Won't you lend me a little food? I will certainly repay you before this time next year."
"Why don't you have any food of your own?" asked an old ant. "There was a lot of food in the big field all summer. What did you do?"
"Oh,"
said the grasshopper, forgetting his hunger.
"I sang all day long and all night long."
"Well then," said the ant, "if you can sing all summer, you should dance all winter."
And the old ant went back to her work, singing the ant song.
"We ants never borrow. We ants never lend."
Don't forget to prepare for bad times, even during good times. The Ant and the Dove. An ant was walking by the river one day and said to himself,
"How nice and cool this water looks. I must drink some of it."
As he began to drink, his foot slipped and he fell in.
"Oh, somebody please help me or I will die,"
cried the ant. A dove sitting in a tree over the river heard him and threw him a leaf.
"Climb upon the leaf," said the dove, "and you will float to the river's side."
The ant climbed upon the leaf, and the wind blew it to the shore, and he stepped upon dry land again.
"Thank you, kind dove," said the ant as he went home. "You have saved my life, and I wish I could do something for you."
"Goodbye,"
said the dove. "Be careful not to fall in again." A few days later, when the dove was busy building her nest, the ant saw a hunter raising his gun to shoot her. The ant ran quickly and bit the man's foot very hard. He cried,
"Oh, oh!"
and dropped his gun. This surprised the dove, and she flew away. After the hunter was gone, the dove came back to her nest.
"Thank you, my little friend,"
she said.
"You have saved my life."
The little ant jumped for joy because he had been able to help the kind dove. One kind act brings another. The Frog and the Ox.
One day, an ox was walking in a wet field. He accidentally put his foot on a family of young frogs and killed most of them. However, one escaped and ran off quickly to his mother.
"Oh, mother," he said, "while we were playing, a really big four-footed animal stepped on us."
"Big?" asked the old frog.
"How big?"
She sucked in air to make herself larger and said,
"As big as this?" "Oh," said the little frog, "much, much bigger than that."
"Well, was it this big?" She sucked in even more air.
"Oh, mother, it was much bigger than that. So please stop sucking in air. You might hurt yourself."
The mother frog didn't like her little one to doubt her abilities. So she tried again to become bigger. But this time, she tried so hard that her body exploded. Overconfidence in your abilities can lead to personal destruction.